Okay, again, we're looking at the body, but today we're looking at our arms, and we use them in so many different ways. The old way of measuring a fathom was the span of our outstretched arms, just about 6 feet. In the Bible, we talk about a cubit. It's the tip of your middle finger to your elbow joint. And then, of course, there's your funny bone in your arm. It's not really funny, is it, when you hit your elbow? But in fact, it's not really a bone at all. It's really as a nerve passes along the inside of your elbow, carrying the feeling from your fourth and your fifth finger. When you hit that nerve, you get a strange feeling from your fingers right up your arm, a funny feeling. Arms, the fastest punch can be thrown is about 43 miles an hour. Arms, the record of a deadlift weight is 1,000 pounds. That's six times my weight. Imagine the defense from that build of a person. Arms. Well, let's go back to the Old Testament. God's people were to cross the River Jordan to enter the Promised Land. They would, that crossing into the Promised Land would bring new challenges, new dangers, new threats. It was virgin territory for them. How were they going to keep going? How would they survive? They were a wandering people. They had no army. They were living out of tents. Soon they were going to be confronted by huge walls, strong gates, and well-equipped armies. And they felt in their bones, as we do at times, that they and we are vulnerable and defenseless. Moses knew what they were thinking, so he spoke to encourage them, and he speaks to encourage us. What does he say? He gives just a few words, but it's a mighty, mighty picture. He says, underneath you are the everlasting arms. The arms of God, so quick to defend you, so mighty to lift you up. He didn't stop there. Moses singles out one particular tribe, the small little tribe of Benjamin. And the Lord says about this tribe, they shall dwell between my shoulders. A place of safety for those who feel weak, who are inadequate or are outnumbered. Then, and now, God's people are indeed unique. Who is like you, says Moses, a people saved by the Lord? No one is like them, because no one is like him. Have a good day.